I know folks are tuning in, some folks anyway, waiting to hear the Magic Dick and, well, you know, what was he all about, huh? We have to work our way into it here. Of course, we all know he was with the Jay Giles Band. It's coming into the Amazing Things Arts Center on January 30th. And, well, here's a composition I think we all might recognize. Midianas. Of course, it's Magic Dick with the Jay Giles Band. Hammer Jammer. A sound there, Magic Dick with the Jay Giles Band. Hey, Magic, Dick, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much, Troy.
All right.
Wow, hearing the end of that, just really, that's like a, I don't usually get up this early, you know, but that's like a jump out of bed and run.
Yes, well, I was warned that that we may be, you may not have your second cup of coffee in you yet, but nonetheless. Hey, Magic Dick, it's such a pleasure to have you here on the Jukebox of Americana, actually in Worcestertown, USA, where I didn't know that you actually went to school here.
I did indeed. In fact, that's where the Jay Giles Band, the core of the band, met at Worcester Tech.
We want to hear about this. Please tell us.
I met Danny Klein, the bass player, and Jay Giles and myself met at Worcester Tech because we were all students there.
Uh-huh.
And once we met, that was the beginning of the decline as far as scholastic endeavors went. And the rest, you know.
I suppose we do. You know, and actually you reference, or I should say technology is actually referenced in your bio here. And I just wondered, really, what was your interest? What were your original pursuits?
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this interview just before you called and thinking that maybe you would ask me about that. And I'm glad you did, because I'm still really deeply interested in physics and cosmology.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of underpins my interest in music as well. And lately, I've been doing a lot of listening again to John Coltrane, who was a big influence on me and a million trillion other musicians.
Sure.
You know, the energy of his playing, there's aspects to the way he played that influence, for example, this might not be so readily apparent, but like that high note at the end of Hammer Jammer, those sorts of things where there's a degree of intensity to it. that kind of comes from that for me. Although some people may think that comes more from maybe like Jimmy Reed, who also did some of that high note stuff, but in a very much more relaxed kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I answered the question you asked me.
Well, kind of, sort of, I suppose. Magic.
Oh, yeah, about the connection between the technology and the physics and music. Yeah, to me, it was a very natural thing to move into, because I was very much interested in music ever since I was a young kid, mm-hmm. and started on trumpet and then moved into kind of developing, wanting to play that. But the other side of people, you know, my family was moving me more in a scholastic direction, and being a musician wasn't something that was encouraged, you know, from that point of view. Although, to be fair, to my mom and dad, you know, I don't think I really exhibited that much talent on the trumpet as a young kid, you know. But now I've gone back to playing it from time to time, and you know, after a while, you start to get the hang of something.
Sure.
And for me, this has been a long, long time, and the connection between the trumpet and the saxophone, which is another instrument I dabbled with, the connection between the harmonica, the trumpet, and the sax is conceptually, for me, the sound that I'm after out of the harmonica is in between the trumpet and the sax and the voice.
Sure.
It really fits. It fits right into that and uses many of the same techniques as far as controlling the air, you know, to make the sound you want. Because mm-hmm. as a harmonica player, you know, we only get to touch the reeds with our breath. Unlike a guitar, where, you know, a guitarist actually gets his fingers right on the strings.
Right.
So I continue my fascination with this instrument. It's one of the things that really keeps me going, because I'm just totally in love with it. I love playing it, and I love thinking about it, and also thinking about it in a cosmological sense, because it's constructed of wood and brass, and human endeavor goes into, you know, making this combinational material into an instrument that is perhaps one of the most responsive instruments in the world.
It's truly amazing. You really do bring it to life, and it's such a small little thing, you know?
Yeah, it's an amazing instrument. And some of them are quite big. In fact,
I moved into
playing a almost 3 feet long.
Really?
A chord harmonica.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an instrument that was used and continues to be used, for example, in harmonica trio groups, which were very popular long ago, popular throughout the United States and Europe, you know, where you would typically have three people playing harps. One of them was a chord harp, the bass harp, and the lead chromatic harp. The best example of that would be, to me, is Jerry Murad and the Harmonicats. And Jerry Murad was a big influence on me and continues to be.
Speaking with Magic Dick here, he's going to be at the Amazing Things Arts Center on January 30th, and you're going to be there with Sheng Ning. Am I saying his name correctly, Sheng Ning?
Close. Sheng Ing.
Sheng Ing, yes.
Yeah, as if it were spelled I-N-G.
Mm-hmm. This guy is amazing.
He is amazing.
He is on the guitar as you are on the harp.
Oh, thanks.
Man.
That would bring a smile to his face, I'm sure.
tell us about this fellow and how you two hooked up.
We hooked up by virtue of the fact that his manager is a friend of mine, and he had announced that he had just signed this new artist. This was about 2.5 years ago, that he had signed this new artist named Shunning, and because of my connection to Ralph Jagadeen, his manager, I paid attention to this announcement, you know, because lots of times you'll hear about some new artist coming along and you may not get around to checking them out. But I had been looking for somebody for quite a long time to fulfill the role that Shun does. And so I decided to check him out right away on the basis of this email blast. And so that's when I got to hear some YouTubes that Shun had done about 3 or 4 years ago. And I was extremely impressed and very attracted to his playing. And as I'm listening to him and exposing myself to his musicality more and more, I really noticed, you know, how much space there is in his music as a solo performer. And that space, you know, was like, to me, I kept hearing the harp in my head to what he was doing. So there was space for harmonica, you know, and like, that meant a lot to me. I just felt on instinct that I wanted to meet him, and I felt pretty certain about that we would collaborate. And indeed, from the moment we first met, we recognized how much of the roots of what we're into is the same. Shun's kind of an old soul. He's 25 years old.
I was going to say he's a young man.
He's a very young man, and he's a very young man, and he's a very he's a gentleman, and he's deeply into music. And for me, this is a fantastic combination because I am into really growing from where I've come from, you know, to handle a much broader range of material, to use the chromatic harp a lot more, and to work with Shun on writing new songs, recording. Mm-hmm. And we do some gigs, but right now we're focusing on recording new material, and we're excited about what we do.
Sure. Well, rightly so, from what little I've heard of the two of you together. Magic Dick with us here on the Jukebox of Americana over Community Radio WCUW, performing next Saturday, January 30th, with
right.
Shun Ning at the Amazing Things Arts Center. Have you played this venue yet?
I have not.
You're in for a treat. It's a nice, intimate little space, about 200 seats, and you'll have plenty of room on stage for sure.
Well, being a duo, seldom do we encounter a stage that's too small.
Well, I don't know. I don't know your aunt. I've not seen you perform live, so I don't know how crazy you get these days. But some of those earlier videos, though, of, with the Jay Giles. Anything you want to say about anything you want to say about the Jay Giles band? Share with us any tidbits, anything? I don't know. Tidbits?
Well, from time to time, the Jay Giles band gets together again and performs. And I always look forward to those opportunities. I still really enjoy performing that music. Mm-hmm. It presents, you know, a particular set of challenges playing with a loud band.
Sure.
You know, for one thing, and conveying that sort of power is something that I really grew used to. Whereas, you know, what I'm doing with Shun is a much more varied palette and not done at, you know, ear-bleeding volume. So we get to, Shun and I get to interact in a much more, I'd say a much more dynamic way. The definition of dynamic meaning being loud to soft, soft to loud, you know, the range that we cover, it's just very different. And it's a different set of challenges. And every time I play with Shun, I'm basically scared to death because I am at the edge of my skill set, you know, as far as, you know, it's like every day I put myself through this training camp, you know, to increase my skill, my playing skill, my ability to play in different keys, you know, to render things in different ways because I'm so far from done.
Yes, it must be amazing for you to actually have found this opportunity, really, just to, like you say, keep the juices going, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And for me, it's not just a matter of keeping the juices going. It's like, I don't think of it like, oh, I better do this to keep the juices going.
Yeah,
I do this because the instinct is there My basic job, as I look at it, is to make people happy, for one thing.
Sure.
But primarily, I keep my focus on wanting to play my instrument. You know, whatever it takes to do that. And because the moment you step into as a player, the moment you step into the zone where you don't feel like playing, I really believe that the listener can hear that. There's a difference between the way you sound when you want to and when you're just doing it by sort of because you need to or you have to. There's a passion behind it. And because it's so vocal-like, it's so tied into the essential aspects of just your body's needs, breathing, you know, to coordinate the breathing between playing the instrument and what your body needs. It's quite tricky. And also just to give other people, you know, the audience, something else to think about in terms of what it's like to play a harp. Everyone has seen people play a violin, you know, where the bow, you work the bow back and forth. And it's the same with the harp, where there's sort of an analogy between the action of the bow and what you do with your breath, whether you're blowing or you're drawing air in. And the tricky part with the harmonica is to draw the air in the same way that you that it sounds when you blow through it. So there's no difference. And that is the essential problem with playing harp in the way that I want to play it, so that it sounds like a horn.
Well, you bring you just bring the music right out of it. It's just all crazy good.
Thanks. Well, I have a lot of great examples to follow because, you know, the people who came before me are far superior, in my opinion. So I got a long way to go as far as what I think. But I'm glad to make people happy with it, enjoy it, and to keep it all going.
Magic Dick with us here on the Jukebox again, performing next Saturday night, January 30th, at the Amazing Things Art Center. That's out at 160 Hollis Street in Framingham, Massachusetts. Online easy enough at amazingthings.org. Going to be there with this amazing talent, young talent, Shunning.
Shunning.
I know it's such a simple thing, but if I can complex it, I will.
No, I understand it.
Well, we're looking forward to this show. It's and actually, I'm just itching here to share this track. Papa's got a brand new bag, and how did you decide on this one song to make a? I'm assuming there's not a lot of material out quite yet with the two of you,
right?
But this one's front and center at the moment. What was the background on choosing this piece?
Thanks for asking about that, because it triggered a memory of one of the things I wanted to say about Shun. I think it might have come from, you know, when I first heard Shun, before we met, I recognized something in his singing rather quickly. I thought that Shun's voice was in between Michael Jackson and James Brown. There are aspects to Shun's singing which sounds very much like both of them. And I think it was that aspect of Shun's vocal sound that may have triggered this thought of, hey, let's do a cover of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag in a minimalistic way, because minimalism is what Shun and I are about. You know, we try to employ as many things as we can, just the two of us. It's just, you know, acoustic guitar, harmonica, his voice and my voice. Mostly his voice. So I think that we felt, let's do a cover of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, because it just seemed to fall right into the pocket of that it would be a good first thing to show people kind of what we're about, without giving away an original material.
Sure. Well, I have to tell you, it works.
Thanks. We had fun doing that, and it's just been well-received, and I still love it.
All right. Magic Dick.
And we will be performing that, too.
Sure. I appreciate so much you spending some time here with us on the Jukebox of Americana. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Troy. Thank you.
Magic Dick again with Shungning at the Amazing Things Heart Center next Saturday. Check it out. We'll have a pair of tickets here in just a few moments to offer. Thank you.
Great. Thanks very much, Troy.
See if we can make this work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're at 508-753-2284. We have tickets for the Amazing Things Arts Center with Magic Dick and Shung Ning. My son,
was on the side. And who can stand a bit in your bed by his spirit bend? Who would dance on the floor and around? She told me her name hooked up a bit of a Jean, and she got the scene. Heavy hit and lifted the eyes of dream. That'd be the one who would dance on the floor in the round and dip, dip, dip. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do, cause the life becomes the truth. Hey, Billie Jean, my lover. She said that girl who came said, I am the one. But the ticket is not my son.
Again, we have tickets to this show, Amazing Things Art Center, next Saturday with Magic Dick Chuning.
Sometimes I feel like I'm on alone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. A mile long way from home. From home. From home, from home. From home.
This fellow is just amazing, Shunning, and he's going to be with Magic Dick at the Amazing Things Arts Center next Saturday. We have tickets, 508-753-2284. If you'd like to go to the show, it's at 160 Hollis Street in Framingham, just down the road. We have to visit with the roots of that song from Richie Havens. It's a Jukebox of Americana. Good morning.